Everybody's been so nice to me, I feel it's about my turn. And I also have written a bit of a poem. Of course, it rhymes a little bit better. Well, it rhymes a little bit better, but as my mother says, it's a little bit worse. It may be conceited for me to say, but I have often been blessed in every way. It's far more than I deserve, it's true, but I will burst if I don't thank all of you. Some boys need books to find their hero, but to me this all adds up to zero. Because I have always had about me examples of the kind of person I hope to be. My aunts, I'm very glad to say, each contribute to my life in their own special way. Whenever I need a real friend, I know on my aunts I can depend. For me, their house is always home, and of course a cowboy needs to roam. I can thank my aunts for giving me uncles that inspire. They're the kind of men that I truly admire. My uncles are all real great guys. They're sharp, they're witty, they're clever and wise. Some boys I know have lots of brothers, but with you, Steve, I don't need any others. When I was only 5'2", my big ambition was to be as tall as you. But now that I am near your heart, tell me, brother, do you still want to fight? But seriously, Steve, your mathematical ability has taught me the meaning of real relativity. I want you to know that I'm getting smarter, too, for now I'm beginning to appreciate you. In spite of how strict my folks try to be, my grandparents delight in spoiling me. Whenever my funds are running low, despite the distance, they seem to know. There aren't many boys as lucky as I to have Grandpa George, a uniquely special guy. Grandpa dear, your sense of humor has saved many a situation. Your joking ways and common sense will be my inspiration. Dad, thanks for being here today. I'm looking forward to my summer visit with you in L.A. Dear Mom and Howard, I wish I knew how to state how very much I appreciate everything you've done and keep doing for me, but I won't indulge in sentimentality. Except, of course, I have to tell, Howard, I think you all are swell. You're just like a father. You're more than a pal. I'm glad Mom turned out to be the right gal. Thanks for giving me your patience, love, and devotion. And thanks also for teaching me shopping center promotion. Rabbi Polish, Mr. Glustoff, and all my teachers here, thank you for making my faith so clear. I hope that I will make you proud of me by being a Jew befitting our history. Before I sit down, there's one thing I must do. We've come up to the north to be here with you. But Mom, Howard, and I, in the most sincerest way, invite you all to Dallas for a real long stay. I don't want to brag, I should have more originality, but if you all come visit us, we'll show you real Texas hospitality. Do you hear?